Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in, and we are live. We are live on the road at BB's Tex Orleans. Not only do they have the best boiled crawfish in Houston when crawfish season comes around, but did you know that they are also the home of the best perfectly boiled seafood, oysters on a half shell, Mama's Cajun dishes with a Texas twist, as well as them game-changing wings and that Texas trio. By the way, I'll add that boudin and that gumbo to the mix. Spice up your holidays, Tex Orleans style. Do it at BB's, y'all.
Come on through. I don't know how y'all did not get hungry just hearing that.
Come on through, man. We are at BB's in Pearland off of Broadway. And, we'll be here for another couple of hours, man. So come on through. A lot of good football going on. That Bears-Eagles game got tight.
Yeah.
Got tight real quick. It was 10-3. Eagles went down, and A.J. Brown caught a touchdown. And then I guess they missed the extra point because it's 10-9. And then Caleb Williams just tried to throw a little screen pass, and one of them linebackers jumped up and caught it. And Philly is threatening to score. Georgia Tech is the big college game going on right now. And it is 10-3 Georgia, and Georgia is threatening as we speak. Come on through BB's, Tex Orleans, chicken wings, cold beer, and football. We got dollar wing special going on right here, and we got to hit a couple of these games that happened yesterday. Great NFL slate of games yesterday, but a couple of these games that went down, Ron, that they we felt them here in Houston. It starts with the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys actually, what'd I say?
Yeah, you gave me Ron.
Oh, I gave you Ron. My bad. I thought I cussed or something. Here we go.
Byron got you on the dump button if you cuss, but. That's that muscle memory.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ron. I mean, B. Scott. But them Cowboys.
It's all right, Sean. I mean, Clint.
Them Cowboys.
My bad, Seth.
Up 45 did us a little favor, man. The Cowboys, in a hell of a football game, the Cowboys beat the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. The Chiefs now are sitting at 6-6. And pretty much the conversations I'm hearing, they got to win out, which would include beating the Texans. They got to win out in order to have a shot. But Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, 460 total yards, 31 pints against the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Man, that was a solid outing for the Cowboys, beating Philly last week, Kansas City this week, and then they're on the road at a beat-up Detroit next week. But most importantly about this game, Kansas City falling to 6-6. The Texans, obviously, here in Houston, we feel that one a little bit, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, man, but the Cowboys beating the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year in back-to-back weeks. That game specifically yesterday, man, George Pickens. You want to talk about a pickup. And I know George Pickens has been kind of a character, a little bit of a sideshow at times, especially in his Pittsburgh days. And even now with Dallas, he had to sit out for a little bit of a game because of whatever, you know, coaching decision, disciplinary reason, or whatever it is. But when they line up and play and tell that dude, they run that slant route, we need to ice the game. I mean, George Pickens was there for them, but as far as how it affected the Texans, I mean, getting the Kansas City Chiefs to lose a game, you need them to lose as many games and all the games that they possibly can, including the one against you. So shout out to the Cowboys for doing an in-state favor, a hat tip to them for handling business against them guys.
And scoring 31 points, and as you said, George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, I think they ran it well. They did some really good things. And so if you want to – this is a monkey see, monkey do league, man. You watch that game plan, pick up a couple of things, and you can go score some points on Kansas City's pretty good defense.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good defense, and if you can go score some points on them, that would be big, obviously. Now, the other game is the Cincinnati Bengals 32, Baltimore Ravens 14. Now, look, I enjoyed the hell out of this because I'm a Burrow fan, right? He is a bad man. But as you look at the Texans, B. Scott, there's obviously a chance that you could go win the division. That'd be great. Good. That's not what I'm looking at right now. When I look at the Texans and the way everything's laying out is whatever weakens the pool of wild card teams is what I'm here for. And last night, the Ravens losing put the Steelers back in the lead of their division, bumped them back into that pool of wild card teams with the Texans, and – so this one went exactly how we would want it to go as well. Cincinnati's out of the picture.
You mentioned, the Chiefs losing before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so both of them losing bumps them back and by proxy bumps you up. And then in the case of the Chiefs, since you play them, you get to control sort of both of the – basically your destiny and theirs now. Since they lost, shout out to the Cowboys, they lost. But now you can do yourself a favor in addition to that by beating them next week. Not to get ahead of yourself, but that's what's in front of you.
Right. I'm for anything and everything that's still in the hunt column that they keep showing on all the different sports shows. How do we weaken that? How do we get that still in the hunt to where – you get to 9 wins and it means something, right? Right now it's that 10 win mark, but if 9 wins ends up getting you there, it's going to be better for us because of that hole that we dug in early season. So here's another thing I think worth noting is Cincinnati, they can help us in a big way. Not just last night against Baltimore, but they could help us in a big way.
Yeah.
Their next 3 games on their schedule are all teams that are in, right now are in that wild card pool, if you will. They got Buffalo, Baltimore again, and Miami. Now, Miami's got 4 wins. They're on the bottom of that in the hunt. Somehow, some way, they're figuring that those guys could still win out and get there. But Cincinnati, with a healthy Joe Burrow, can help the Houston Texans in a big way, not just this past week, but the next 3 weeks as well. So keep an eye on their schedule. I think that's probably fair, right? I think you and I are on the same page in a sense of – We're looking at weakening that wild card pool as much as we can, more so than winning the division.
It's why you're a Titans fan this week, because you want them to beat the Jaguars, even though you know that's far less likely.
Absolutely.
Right? But you would love them to be at home and to beat the Jaguars. You would love for the Bills to lose to the Steelers, even though they're right there in the mix with you. But you've already beaten the Bills, so you want to weaken their record. It's why you're kind of looking at everybody else and wanting everybody that's in the mix with you to lose as many games as possible.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. That's Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron the Show Hughley. I'm Clint Sterner. We are live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. Come on through and hang out with us. By the way, Dirty's Daily today. Can't leave this out. It's powered by Brooks Brownie.
All right, Brooks.
Brooks owns the place. Brooks owns all the BBs, and he's apparently got a brownie that's for some big brownie guy. Okay. Big brownie guy. Probably going to treat myself since it is the holidays. But it's powered by Brooks Brownie. I was told multiple times, like, hey, man, you gotta have one. So I thought, well, hell, why not? Let's throw it in there as the title sponsor today for the old Dirty's Daily.
All right.
Something about Dirty's Daily and Brooks Brownie kind of goes together somehow.
Yeah. Is that alliteration going on? I'm with it.
I got a question for you, B. Scott.
All right.
Did this silly-ass drama about Bevo and Reveille, am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, me and you we'll both be in somewhere mispronouncing a thing.
I'm going to tell you, this took over my Thanksgiving yesterday 2 different times. Now, I will tell you, I got my wife is a Longhorn and my sister-in-law is an Aggie. And if you hadn't heard, apparently, last year when the University of Texas went to College Station to play the first game in a long time against the Aggies, the Aggies said, Bevo ain't welcome.
Yep, I remember that.
Now, there's a little bit of a backstory there. Apparently, the Aggies were redoing their stadium, renovating their stadium.
Bevo be acting a fool sometimes.
Well, even if he wasn't, that's my first thought was, we're talking about a cow versus a dog. This is a different deal.
Exactly.
But the reasoning is that apparently those sidelines are super tight the way that they designed that stadium, and there's just not room for that big of an animal. Even if he acts right, there's not room.
Right.
All right. And so you fast forward to now, and the Longhorns said, we're gonna return the favor here. That old pup y'all got running around the sidelines.
He ain't welcome.
He ain't welcome over here either. Mm-mm. I mean, this just absolutely turned my Thanksgiving gathering upside down two different occasions. But one time my sister-in-law started in on it. Next time my wife makes a comment about it, my sister-in-law comes barreling out of the other room, and she is hot about this damn dog not being able to be there.
Dude. Well, why? It's returning the favor. It's returning the same energy. Look, my mascot can't come to yours. Your mascot can't come to mine. That is tit for tat. That is mano y mano. Fair is fair. Why we got to be bitter about it? Nah, I mean, I get it. Now, they want to say the only reason why Bevo couldn't come is for logistical reasons. It wasn't because we hated Bevo. You ain't got to be like that. I get it. But we rivals. We supposed to be bitter. We supposed to not like each other. It ain't supposed to be sunshines and rainbows all the time. So if that's how you're going to do our mascot, we're going to do yours like that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and this again, I said it before, I don't have any skin in the game, or never have. I guess my wife being a Longhorn, I do now. But I've never had any reason to be mad that the game wasn't there, but I was pissed off that this game was not one of the rivalry games that was existing. So now that it's back, I absolutely love it. Now, Aggies, if you built a stadium, even though if you didn't do it purposely, if you built a stadium that's too tight and you're not going to allow their mascot to be there, when they turn around and say, hey, man, well, your dog can't be here either. You got to live. It's rivalry, man. Yeah. That's what it's all about,
yeah,
right?
Come on now.
It's all about. Now, if it was because you were under construction and you just didn't have fit, but what I'm hearing from Aggie Nation is, hell, that stadium's so tight, Bevo ain't never coming back.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't know that I blame them for playing the petty mascot games here.
Yeah, but mascot wars, come on, like it is both ridiculous and delicious at the same time, because it's like, what are we really talking about? What we're talking about is a hatred and a bitterness that leads us to a certain level of irrationality. Because like, why are we mad that the bull and the dog can't go places?
Right.
Sometimes bulls and dogs can't travel with us.
They can't travel together.
You can't always take your dog with you everywhere. You can't take your bull with you everywhere you go.
I'm going to tell you, I can borderline relate. I mean, our mascot's big, not quite bull big, but it's big, but it can't get out of the pen. We just drive him around on a trailer and don't let him out of the pen. So you just park the trailer over in the corner and everybody's all right.
You know who's relieved? That damn dog and the damn Bebo, they don't want to go. They want to be wherever home is at. They want to watch the game from home.
They got the weekend off, huh? All right, who you going with? Right now, what I'm looking at, now this may be a hook off or two, but the Aggies are a 2.5-point favorite in Austin. 11-0 Texas A&M Aggies, 8-3 Texas Longhorns. Aggies -2.5. Who you taking there?
Yeah, I got the Aggies covering the spread reluctantly. Man, you know I'm a Longhorn fan, and I'd like to say that they're going to win, but I don't like their chances, man. I'm going to just be real with it. I'm not going to be that fan that's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it just because I want them to. No, man, the Aggies' defense is what everybody told me the Longhorns' defense was going to be. And now, while I think Texas is better off than they were earlier on in the season and have found some things, obviously Arch is playing a lot better than he was earlier in the season, A&M plays a lot more like what I was expecting to see from the Longhorns earlier in the season. I got, this is a 2.5-point spread. Yeah, I got them covering. Aggies covering.
Yeah, look, man, I'm doing everything I can to side with my wife to keep everything, you know, happy at the house.
I wish I could side with Lowe on this one.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I was in Austin last week watching my lowly Razorbacks who are 2-10 or 2-9 or something like that.
Lord have mercy.
Started out 2-0, and they have just messed the bed since.
Y'all had no SEC wins this year, huh?
And not a nary one.
That's rough.
It's been ugly, man. But they beat the brakes off of us. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. Everything is so hard.
Ain't it?
For Arch, man. I mean, it is so hard. He gets the hell. Our defense is as bad as you're going to find in the country, not in the SEC. And they beat him to death. It's almost like he just invites it. By the way he plays, he just invites it. He holds the ball to the very last second all the damn time. And now I think the offense has a lot to do with it, and his youth has a lot to do with it. But I just don't know how he's going to survive. This A&M defense is for real.
He's in for a rude awakening with that.
Man. So I've got to go with A&M as well. Now, I'll say this. I like the over. I know a lot of folks like that under because the two defenses are kind of the headliners here. But I like the over. I think it's still at 52. So I like them to score some points here. For those out there that follow the drive on a daily basis, quick reminder that Tyler's T-Mill's best bets were Ole Miss, Mississippi State under 63. I believe that one's already hit. U of H plus 2.5 at Baylor. Not sure if that one's tipped or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But the two that have to do with the 6:30 game tonight, T-Mill's best bets, Aggies, Longhorns under 52. I like the over. He took the under. And he, of course, likes the Aggies minus 2 in Austin, and he puts in parentheses there, it won't be close. So that's where old T-Mill is at. I do think it's a closer game. I think the Aggies cover and the over hits in tonight's game. But what do you like about that? What do you think about that over?
Yeah, I like that over. I like that over. I think that, I'm looking at Marcel Reed. I'm looking at these wide receivers that the Aggies have. They're like, it's a legitimate operation that they got over there. It's everything to me. Again, everything that they said Texas was going to be, the Aggies actually turned out to be.
All right, we've heard from C.J. Stroud. We've heard from D'Amico Ryans. We are getting closer to kickoff. Our Friday show. We got to do some keys to the game. We got to do our the Texans win if segment. And so we got a lot rocking and rolling here. Brandon Scott's in for Ryan Hughley. We're at BB's in Pearland. Come on through and hang out with us. And we got to revisit this. Almost said Ron again. We got to revisit this, B. Scott. The big news of the day. The big news of the day. C.J. Stroud is out of concussion protocol. And it's not just that he's out. It's what's happened over the last 10 days.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think is an absolute game changer. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we do that, Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. Well, I see that's one of them old school songs that when you play that thing, why'd you turn it down so quick, man? It don't even matter how old you are, how young you are, what generation you're from. That song right there just makes you kind of, yeah, just one of them that makes you bob your head a little bit. Turn that thing back up, B. What's going on with you, man? Hell,
Figgy did a segment earlier in the week on his mixtape of how Beat It, Michael Jackson had Beat It and Billie Jean nominated for Song of the Year one year, and neither of them won. That's how crazy the 80s were.
That generation was spoiled, right? I guess I was on the front end or the back end of that generation. But that's Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron Ugly. We are at BB's in Pearland. Come on through and hang out with us. And BB's right now, chicken wings, cold beer, and football. $1 chicken wings while the drive is live on air. And monster games in college football right now. None bigger than that Texas A&M game tonight. I got a sister-in-law that's an Aggie, and my wife is a Longhorn, so that is going to be a hell of an evening for your boy. As if the Bevo and Reveille stuff wasn't enough yesterday, I'm going to go home to a house divided at least for a few minutes. Me and my brother-in-law will be able to sit back and enjoy. But monster college football games. Iowa beat the brakes off of Nebraska. Ole Miss handled Mississippi State pretty well. I think the biggest story in college football is obviously Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And now that Egg Bowl is over, the Ole Miss-Mississippi State game is over, so we expect some kind of announcement of, is he going to Florida? Is he going to LSU? Is he going to stay put at Ole Miss? We'll see. We'll see what that does. Either way it goes, the interesting thing about that is it's going to shake up the college football landscape. Anybody that that has an opening right now obviously could lose their top candidate. Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss. Ole Miss is coming off of their first 11-game win, 11-win regular season.
Yep.
That's going to be a hot job right there for somebody to step into. So somebody may lose a coach over Ole Miss, although it's not an LSU or a Florida or obviously Alabama kind of deal, but somebody may lose a coach there. We shall see, but we'll stay plugged in to see if Lane Kiffin actually makes that announcement. Monster games last night that impacted us, and the big news of the day is definitely right here in Houston, C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud, it's been announced. D'Amico Ryan's announced it. C.J. Stroud has cleared concussion protocol, and obviously it's good to see the final report, B. Scott. It's good to get final word from the head coach. It's official. C.J. Stroud is going to play this week. But I think it's bigger than that. I think it's bigger than that. Before we get into it, let's hear from C.J. Stroud right now. Here's C.J. Stroud a little earlier today right here on the drive talking about finally being back.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You know, I think, you know, at the right time, you know, you see guys step up and, you know, start to, you know, take more on the plate and, you know, rise to the occasion. So I think it's dope. And, of course, we didn't start off the best, but I think when you know what type of team we have. We're very talented, and we're a couple plays away each game, you know, winning. And then, of course, you're also a couple plays away from losing. So I think the better we finish, you know, then the better results we have. So that kind of was something that stuck out to me as well.
C.J. Stroud spoke a lot about his instincts and getting back to playing with his instincts, which I thought was music. I mean, it was music to my ears. That's really, ultimately, if I had to put it in a nutshell, that's exactly what I would say is I just want C.J. Stroud to start trusting his instincts again and playing like the guy that we saw that first year and quit trying to satisfy an offensive coordinator or a head coach or a certain scheme and just go play. We know the dude can play. He's going to make mistakes. It's part of football. Guys make mistakes all the time. And I just want to see him getting back to his instincts, but he's officially back. And I think the big part of this story here is that C.J. Stroud has been full go all week in practice.
Right.
Right, which obviously led us to believe that he was going to be back. But it is a different animal to play the quarterback position just fresh off the shelf and not having any reps and being on the shelf for 3 weeks than it is to have 10 days ultimately to ease yourself back into the pocket, to make decisions with chaos going on around you, right? Guys yelling, screaming, pads thumping, and you're sitting back there trying to make a decision, trying to see around and over everybody, watching safeties rock and corners bail and reading leverage of nickel defenders and all that. Like, you gotta spend some time getting knocking that rust off. And it just seems like with 10 days of being able to get out there and do some stuff, I feel a lot better. Hell, I'm borderline excited about C.J. Stroud, seeing C.J. Stroud and expecting him to be the C.J. Stroud that had started that Denver game as well. Well, I was a little concerned. Where I'm going with, I was concerned before of like, hell, man, you get throwing him back in there with no reps is going to be rough. But the way this thing has worked out, winning three games, getting back in the mix, and having 10 days for him to prepare, you couldn't have writ the script any better.
Yeah, so I think
writ
it's the
script.
Yeah, you couldn't have writ the script, wrote the script, written the script, however you want to do the script. But the thing is, for as like we talk about, and I think he even mentioned this, because it was a short week going up against the Buffalo Bills, like he said, I think I could have played if that game had been Sunday.
Yeah.
So obviously that being a short week, that hurts you from being able to have C.J. Stroud out there. Well, now this is the other end of that, right? Now you get that extended time. Right, so this is the inverse of that. Basically, this is the benefit of having an extended period of time, not only to recover but also prepare. Right, so whether he would have been available on Sunday or not does not matter. They didn't play Sunday; they plan this coming Sunday. That gives you more time to get CJ ready to clear the protocol as he has, and then to your point, to also prepare for this opponent. Which, look, man, if there's something that concerns me the most about going up against the Indianapolis Colts defense, it would be a Lou Anarumo, who I've watched give some of the best quarterbacks in the league fits before, and that's when they weren't coming off of missing three games and being concussed and all of that and whatever the challenges that are facing the Houston Texans offense, I should say. So going up against a Lou Anarumo-led defense, okay, after missing all of this time that he's missed, yeah, I'm glad that he's kind of been fully engaged all week, and that's kind of really the most that you could ask for at this point.
Well, being fully engaged physically and getting the reps is huge. You know, I would argue that being fully engaged and getting the reps mentally is probably been going on for longer than 10 days. He actually said that if the Bills game had been on Sunday, he probably would have played. So he's probably been locked in more than 10 days. But getting those mental reps is big, man. I mean, the other part of this is, and he mentioned it earlier in his press conference, you know, Davis Mills, Bald,
yeah,
the offense did some good things. The offense seems to be coming along. So he's very
stepped up.
I mean, it'd be impossible for him to not be aware of how the offense, and that wasn't tremendous, but how the offense was able to produce in critical moments and win games. That pressure being there as well, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a really, really good thing. And he talked about the bird's eye view. It was good for him. Hadn't happened in a while where he could get the bird's eye view and kind of understand how good this defense is and understand how the offense needs to play and how the quarterback needs to play. I'm paraphrasing now, but it seems like he at least vocalized having seen that kind of, you know, that while he was sitting out.
Yeah, so I'm really curious to see how does C.J. Stroud's return impact Nick Caley's play calling and D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley overall, their approach to the game. Like, we heard from D'Amico Ryans earlier, and he talked like somebody that just expected his quarterback to go out there and not lose in the game as opposed to being a difference maker and being the reason why they win it. But does C.J. Stroud's return mean that they call it differently, that they're more aggressive? Let's say if C.J. Stroud had been their quarterback in the second half of the Buffalo game, does the play calling look the way that it did? Like, how does that impact things? And then the bird's eye view that you're talking about, or that C.J. Stroud talked about, how does that impact his actual play or, like, his execution, how he views himself out there in terms of making his reason and the throws that he makes, the decisions that he makes out there, and just his overall approach? So I'm curious of both things.
I'm going to tell you, man, if we had D'Amico Ryans on a little earlier, and if you listen to D'Amico Ryans, now defensively, Jalen Petrie may allow him to call some things differently, but offensively, he don't give a damn what quarterback's in there. He just wants them to protect the football, make the right decision, stay ahead of the chains.
I wonder, does D'Amico have something against quarterbacks? This happened before a couple of weeks ago when they were asking him about Davis Mills, and he kind of gave a bland, generic answer like the one he gave today about C.J. Stroud. And then they asked him about M.J. Stewart, and he couldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
Like, he just couldn't stop raving about the guy. So I wonder what exactly is going on there with maybe not wanting to blow too much smoke up the quarterback?
Well, I think when we talk about the offense here, I think there's some Nick Caserio, some Nick Cayley principles that are applied. When you're talking about defense, that's D'Amico's deal.
Right.
I'm going to do what the hell I want to on my defense, and I'm going to tell my guys about it. I'll listen to y'all on offense because that's y'all's show, and I'll play the game over there. But on my side of the ball, I'm going to treat my guys just exactly how the hell I want to. What a monster swing in this Chicago-Philly game. Chicago turned the ball over on an interception. Philly was going in inside the 10-yard line, tried a quarterback sneak, and Jalen Hurts fumbled. And somehow Chicago has scored twice since then. It was a 10-9 ball game when that happened. And right now, I believe it's 23. Is that what it is, 23-9?
Yeah, just hit Cole Kmet, it looks like, in the end zone there.
Yeah, man.
Over the top.
Yeah, man, so
are they for real? Are we buying in? We got some Bears fans here at BB's in Pearland. Are we buying in, man? The Bears, man, they look kind of frisky, man.
Well, I mean,
look kind of nice.
When you got love or hate Caleb Williams, man, I mean, he is a gunslinger. And you if you'd have watched them early in the season, the little bit that I saw of them, there's no question. Like, Ben Johnson was cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, Caleb was missing throws, guys wide open for touchdowns, huge chunk plays. And now you just sit back and you go, hey, I'm going to be patient. Young dude, new offense, let it happen.
He struggles with easy stuff sometimes.
Well, I mean, he's got
them difficult things well and easy
stuff.
He's
got that Pat Mahomes syndrome where it's a lot of it tries to do a lot of it off script, off schedule. It's yet to be determined whether he can physically accomplish that. But he's getting better in that system. He starts hitting those shots that Ben Johnson's dialing up. All of a sudden, they can score a boatload of points. This is a monster win for them. I don't study Chicago, but I know listening to the guys that do study Chicago that there were some questions out there. Are they a legit leader in the division? Can they really carry this division and keep the lead over Green Bay and Detroit and yada yada yada? There were some questions I think about Chicago and rightfully so. But I'm gonna tell you, this is a monster win right here. Yeah. And on the flip side of it. Boy, A.J. Brown's liable to walk out on him, ain't he?
Hey, look, if he ain't over there reading a novel already, he about to be.
Reading books, boy, I tell you what.
But he's got a point, though, man. That offense just does not look good.
It's
not good enough.
It's not good enough right
not
now.
Enough.
I wonder how different it is from what they won a Super Bowl with. That's my question. I know they've got some lesser dudes, but I do wonder how different it is. All right, let's circle back to these to the Rockets real quick before we spend the last hour on this college football and the Texans that are going to Indianapolis. Has Reed Sheppard arrived? Is Amen Thompson living up to the hype? We got a lot to discuss and discuss here with Brandon Scott about these Rockets. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Big voice guy typically gets it right, but he's got it wrong today. Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. The part he does have right, if he did mention, we are at BB's in Pearland. Come on through. It is a football Friday, y'all. Academy Sports and Outdoors makes it happen. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're also giving away 4 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards today. We've already given away 2. We'll give away 2 more here. Moving forward, we got a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis Colts Texans game at the end of the season, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers, as well as a free oil change up at Tomball Ford. You know, they got over 700 F-150s on that lot up there.
What?
Over 700 on that lot up there, man. They push a lot of That's rigs lot of Fords, through that man. Through that Tomball Ford now. So we got to get on up there. But if you can't get to this BB's location, there's 11 of them around the city. There's 11 of them around the city, so make sure you stop through. The food is great. The drinks are cold. The vibe is what makes it. I mean, I feel like I'm in South Louisiana every time I step inside one of these joints. I smell it. I see it. The people are somehow – I don't know. I wonder if they train them like that. You think
man,
they train them?
No, man. I don't know. Remember the last time we had a Joe – what was that? We had a Joe Ray.
Joe Ray, that's
remember
right.
We ran into
yeah.
a Joe
yeah.
Ray, man. It's yeah, just yeah, some yeah. kind of charm about these places.
Yeah,
and
man.
And then you can taste it once you order the food. I'm on these Boudin balls now. I mean, it is chef's kiss in here, man.
Yeah, man, it's good. All right, we're gonna take a little bit of a break from the NFL, from college football, from my wife and my sister-in-law going at it. These Rockets, man.
They're exciting, man.
They're exciting to watch, and, you know, they're with the exception of KD, there's some development that has to go on for them to be, I think, real contenders. I think coming into the season, the big – you know, I guess storyline was, okay, if these 2 or 3 players can develop and become either integral part or just a supporting cast, then the Rockets are going to have a shot to compete literally at a championship level. And I just want to put it out there to you real quick because I know you cover them closely. You go to a lot of the games,
yeah.
B. Scott. What is this thus far? What is the story? What is the story of the Rockets early season, 15, 16 games in? What's the story of this season?
Well, I think the big story is that a lot of the questions that you had about the Rockets are being answered in real time. Like the whole thing about do they have a closer and where are they going to get their closer from? Okay, they go out and get Kevin Durant. Turns out they don't just have Kevin Durant, but they got closers in Durant. They got a closer in Alperen Şengün. And, of course, they've given the reins to Amen Thompson, I think, in a way that is a lot different than it was last year. So they've already matured in a way that just was not there, even as recently as the playoff series that we just watched them lose against Golden State. So they've matured in a way to where not only can they be competitive throughout a game, but they can close a game. They know how to win a game, and we're seeing that happen in real time. I think Alperen Şengün, and we saw a little bit of this in the summer with his Euro ball, but the steps that he's taken just from, again, that playoff series – against the Warriors to what we're seeing from him now, like he's arguably, Clint, right now a top, I think you could say a top 15 player in the league right now. Like Alperen Şengün is a top 15 player in the NBA right now. I think you could say that confidently. And then this Reed Shepherd revelation, last but not least. I think this is another big part of the Rockets' development. I said this going into the season. If one of their 2 number 3 overall picks, and who are those guys? Reed Shepherd and Jabari Smith Jr., if either one of those 2 guys could play something like a number three overall pick at some point this year, it changes the whole dynamic and outlook of the Rockets team. And it looks like it's written. And I don't want to take anything away from Jabari Smith Jr. because he's playing, I think he's playing lights out as well. But it's Reed Shepherd that's looking a lot more like the player that it felt like they drafted. If you were confused why'd they draft this little white kid, number three overall out of Kentucky, nobody really knows. Hey, no, the game translates. The ability to get to his spots, the ability to knock down the shots, I think it's there, and we're seeing it in real time.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm ready to obviously I've been ready. People that listen to the show have heard it, but I mean, I'm ready to admit that I was dead-ass wrong. I mean, Reed Shepherd, he had that deer-in-the-headlights type look when I watched him in the preseason. And I thought, there ain't no way this kid gets comfortable enough to even be who he's potential to be in. You know what I mean? Possibly can be. And, boy, he made a fool out of me because we're 15 games in. And when I turn the Rockets on, man, it looks like the last two times, I mean, it's looked like a veteran point guard.
I mean, he outplayed Steph Curry the other night.
Yeah, he did. It's nuts.
What happened?
He just looks like he's in complete control of not just himself but the floor, the system. I mean, he looks like he's – you know how they used to say, like, Barry Sanders and the great running backs have already – like, in the open field have already made the guy that's closest to him miss. They're thinking about how to make the next guy miss.
Yeah.
Like, that's Reed Shepherd playing. It look like I'm watching him playing. I'm like, I mean, he's setting these guys up to do something different or to kick it out here or to get through to the elbow and take that – like, I'm shocked at what I'm seeing from Reed Shepherd.
He's doing it in transition. He's doing it in the half court. He's getting his hands active in passing lanes. He's like he's being disruptive defensively for as small and as easy as he might be to take advantage of. Like he's actually out there getting after it. He's picking his spots. I mean, that play where he's going left and then does the behind the back to his right and pulls up and rises over Brandon Przemski.
Yep.
I mean, that's an elite. I think it might have even been Tim Legler who was marveling at it. That is an elite-level offensive play. Like, that's not just any old body go out there and do that. That's high-level offensive basketball from Reed Shepherd right there. So you love to see it.
Well, you mentioned Legler. I literally took note and wrote it down last night. Richard Jefferson was calling the game as well.
That might have been who I was
thinking. This may be what you're talking about. But he just matter-of-factly said, he said, this is not the same Reed Shepherd that we were watching a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what Jefferson said, and it was Legler who was pointing out the play.
Yeah, he said it was the best play that he's seen him make or something like that.
But both of them were noting. The thing you're talking about, Clint, the confidence, like the whole deer in the headlights thing, that's gone.
Yeah,
that's gone.
No question.
Whatever it is, they put the battery in his back, and I shout out Kevin Durant, too, who has shown an immense amount of confidence in Reed Shepherd. For whatever that's worth, I don't know how much it is worth, but they have put the battery in Reed Shepherd's back and said, hey, man, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, it's your show. Go run this show.
What does it look like moving forward? What does all of this mean? Because, I mean, as a fan, I can watch it and tell that the kid's, you know, a step ahead of where I thought he was, for damn sure, light years ahead, really. And I can look and go, hey, man, regular season, early NBA, you know, they look like a pretty good team. Even the times that I've watched them with Kevin Durant, you know, pretty good squad. What does Reed Shepherd's development, you mentioned Shingun earlier, Amen Thompson. Hell, I left Barry out, and he's arguably my favorite player to watch.
Yeah, he's a dog.
But you know, he obviously looks different. I don't know that I don't know that it's necessarily development as much as it is freedom. But
I think
he's
a little both.
He looks different.
Both. Yeah.
What does all of this mean for the Rockets? Like, what I mean, do you look at them and go, okay, now this is a title contending team, or do you look at them and say they're just ahead of schedule? Like, where are you at with them?
Yeah, so I think it completely changes them. I wouldn't even say it's ahead of schedule because it was the unknown. Like, you really just didn't know exactly what you were going to get out of Reed Shepherd, even knowing that you were going to expect more of him and put more on his plate. But I think that right now what we're watching, the version of them we're watching, they're definitely a top three team in the Western Conference. They're right there in that conversation with Oklahoma City, who they lost to, with Denver, who they lost to. But I think they're right there with those teams. And now I'm starting to wonder, what does it look like with Reed Shepherd? They got two different versions of their offensive lineup, right? Or their starting five,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah.
They've got the double big lineup, which he would not be a part of. But in their non-double big lineup, is he now the in that Josh Okogie role, right? And Josh Okogie had been amazing for them to start the season. But we're talking about something different here with the Reed Shepherd thing. Is that now what we start to see when they don't go big? I think so. And I thought it was maybe it should have been the case even going into the season. Clearly, they thought they should slow pedal that, but now we're seeing enough development for him to feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch, man. It's
a new dimension for the Rockets, I think. Definitely a new dimension for them.
I'm going from one extreme to the other because I was obviously out, and then I get to a point where I'm probably over. Like I look at it and boy, I get really excited. It's exciting to turn the damn TV.
I mean,
even if Durant's not going to play, I'm still excited about turning the TV on because this kid looks like he's owning the floor, and I'm thinking. And is this fool's gold? Is this something that's really that late NBA season, playoffs? I mean, does that really translate kind of deal? Either way it goes, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to have fun watching it either way it goes. I'm Clint Sterner alongside Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron Ugly. We are at BB's in Pearland, y'all. Come on out. We got one more hour left in the show. You can grab you some food. There's seats at the bar right here. They got plenty of drinks. They're cold. The people are tremendous, as I've mentioned multiple times. We got injury reports that are out. We got big time news on the Texans front. We got to check back in with Daniel Jones, the Colts quarterback. What the hell is going on with that video? And we got some games that have gone final at the college level and one that's going to be final here at the NFL level in about 2 minutes, probably by the time we get back for 5 o'clock fire. All of that's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.